Oh, it's Thursday. It's hooked to a Friday. Uh-huh, Friday. Let's look at our Thursday 3B here.
Good Friday. Things.
Yeah, good Friday tomorrow.
Yeah. A lot of people get to sleep in.
You're going to sleep in.
I'm going to sleep in.
I'm going to come in. Nancy's going to sleep in. I'm going to come in. I'm a junkie for this stuff. What can I say? Three things you might have missed in our 3B here. Number one, a train carrying Coors Light and Blue Moon beer.
Yeah.
Derailed in Montana.
Tell me more.
25 train cars were involved in the derailing. The beer spilled into the local river.
Oh, no.
Good news is nobody got hurt. But if you're paddling down that river and you happen to be pulled over maybe on a gravel bar and having a sandwich, and then you see these cans float by, I know what I'm doing.
Enjoying a blue moon.
I'm filling my kayak with as many Coors Lights and Blue Moons as it'll carry.
I am hoping that I have orange slices in my snacky pack.
Don't you know there were guys out there waiting out in the river with their big old fishing nets grabbing as many as they could?
Don't mind if I do.
God. All right, that's the fun one. Then number two, gas prices expected to soar again and hit an average of $4 a gallon or more.
No.
Because the OPEC plus nations are cutting production. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas is expected to rise between 10 and 15 cents in just the next few weeks, higher during the summer driving season. And, well, maybe this will push us to allow home production again, maybe.
Man, that's a lot of money.
That is. Yay. And then, you know, you got everybody going on vacations and doing
summer
stuff. Come on, man. Summer. Get the pumps going. Cape Coral, Florida. Middle school there has removed all of the mirrors from their bathrooms because the principal says students are spending way too much time pimping instead of studying.
Did you say pimping?
Well, that's what they're calling it. Primping. Or primping, excuse me. Well, maybe they were primping to pimp. Principal says that she's going to wait to see the final exam scores before making a decision on whether or not to return the mirrors to the bathroom.
He leaned in on pimping, didn't he?
Students are now using their phones so they can pimp. I mean, primp before they pimp. And so far,
we're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. Here's Morgan Wallen, one thing at a time. I'm bailing, you guys.